I shall join you shortly. Teo watched them leave the hall, frowning. We are assuming a lot, you know, he said. That Rory will agree to play this part, that he can actually get past the mech security and down to the well chamber, and if he does, what then? What can he do to close it down?
Ordinary weapons and explosives cannot harm the warp well or disturb its functions, said the Zeridin. A thermonuclear apparatus might affect the surface material and suspend its processes, but only for a short time.
Such weapons are neither available nor advisable, said Chell, as if continuing the Zeridin sentence. What is required is a space-fold occluder, which will close up and lock the well, keeping us safe from one threat at least.
The device will be delivered to this place at this time tomorrow.
The bright, pulsing thread then thinned and faded into the surrounding milky radiance.
The mystical Zeridin departs, said Listener Wainel.
Meanwhile, we have to go and devise an insane plan of attack, Teo said to Chell. I expect that you've been given a task, too. Chell smiled and raised his right hand palm outward. Teo's eyes widened. A number of shining blue motes, perhaps a dozen or a score, wandered over and through the flesh of the Yuvovo's hand. The skin glowed as they moved beneath it. Throughout the valleys and forests of Umara, Chell said, the song of Sigrana sings softly in the fields, the trees, the streams and the soil, and in the burrows and root houses of our ancestors. With this gift, I can awaken the powers of that song. As they watched, the seer's form brightened, the details of his face blurring, merging, then fading into the flowing radiance, which itself then grew faint, a tenuous tracery of glimmer hanging over the patterns of the stone platform, till there was only a silver shimmer which melted away to nothing. Listener Wainel sighed, a weary sound, and sat on the flagstones before the raised circular platform.
"We'll need to put together lists of volunteers, weapons, and supplies," Gideon said.
"I'll have Alexei Firmanov help you with that," Teo said, "while I'm away." The Tigran frowned.
"Where are you going?"
"To persuade Vastrand to fly me north to the Daughter Forest," he said. "A good friend is going to need a ride home." Chapter 17. Greg. In the blackness of space, the ship spun, helpless and crippled. It was turning end over end with a certain grace, while also rotating about its longitudinal axis. External lights and landing indicators flickered erratically, and vapour leaks left strange, fading spirals of frozen crystals in the vessel's wake. A hegemony ship, a heavy assault implementer called the Ivwa Kagoi, was tracking it on its course away from the human colony world. The pursuit was also leading away from the fighting, but the hegemony captain was confident that the mighty carrier, Bakrith Zo, was quite capable of obliterating a pair of imbecile scouts. This human vessel, however, was a different matter. It matched the configuration of an Nisgara ship, yet it had been fighting alongside the imbecile when the hegemony carrier group exited hyperspace near the system's periphery.